get the gavel. Okay, everybody, thanks for joining us for the meeting. And Lori, you want to lead us in the pledge? Yes, we still got to do that. You guys can imagine the flag is over there.
Get out of the flag.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the
republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There was a slight delay, so that was kind of neat. Okay, are you going to do the roll call? I don't see... Leo, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring you on. Let me do that really quick. There, Leo? Okay, great. You hear us okay, Leo?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Okay.
Looking relaxed.
Well, you took off the baseball cap. That's good. Okay. All right, so roll call. Let the record show that all the directors are present. And can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Can I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
Can I have a question first?
Yeah, okay.
If we want to add something to the agenda, when do we do that for tonight?
That would be now.
Okay, I got an email from Lori early today from Ron Frank about stuff to sign for the CSD to go to the agriculture or something like that. I wonder if that's something we ought to discuss tonight.
I mean, do we have any backup material for that or what it is?
I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah, Lori sent me an email. There are two emails. One had Al's signature on it. The other one was the procedures for the farmers market.
Yeah, the letter that was signed by Al, I will take care of, and all that I was sending it to you was for the procedures for the farmers market.
Oh, for the procedures going forward?
Yes. And you have printed out copies underneath your agenda.
And I believe these procedures, Ron, has drawn from the... I believe it's the California Department of Health.
Okay, all right. Do you want to add that to the agenda then on make it item 18?
No, it's on there for item 15.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
It's already on there, I guess, Chuck.
What number?
15?
15, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I take it back.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. First thing...
Is Michelle there, by the way?
Yep, she's here.
I'm here.
Oh.
I'm having trouble hearing Michelle. I haven't heard anything Michelle said, really.
Can you hear me now?
Very quiet. No, get it close. It's got to be right on top of it.
Can you hear me now?
It's still pretty quiet, Michelle.
I'm very cool. How about now?
That's better.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay.
Same thing with Lori, too.
Yeah, I just moved my mic closer.
All right. Okay. All right. So the first thing is public comments. And the way we're going to do that is you have to hit the button at the bottom of your screen to raise your hand, and then I'll unmute you, and you can state your name and your comment. I'll give it a second. I don't see anybody wanting to. I don't see any hands being raised. Okay. All right, nothing there. Now we have agency reports, and I'm looking for, there he is, I see Sergeant McCurry here, so let me unmute him. Okay, Sergeant, can you hear us? Robert Bakari, you hear us? He should hear us. I know he was going to say something.
The unmuted microphone isn't working.
What's that?
To unmute. It's not working.
Well, he is unmuted. I see it. So, okay. Bear with me, everyone. I'm sorry about this. I'm going to have him call my cell phone. There you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you guys this time.
Okay.
Maybe if you mute me on my end so I don't hear the feedback.
Good idea. Thank you. There you go. Okay.
Perfect. For the agency reports for the month, because we didn't get together in February, for the month of February, we had a total of 83 calls to service, and there were 11 reports taken. Of the reports taken, one of them was for a vehicle theft, 4 death investigations, 1 crisis report, 1 petty theft, 1 theft by access card, 1 lost license plate report, and 1 negligent discharge of a firearm. And that was for the month of February. In March, there were a total of 97 calls to service, and 3 reports were taken. The reports were for 1 burglary, 1 incident, which is a non-crime-related report, and 1 crisis DR.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to do this weekend in case there's snow players up here this weekend?
Yes, I have deputies assigned to come up to Wrightwood for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the anticipated snow that you guys are expecting. We also now my captain sent me a message through our Twitter from the Victor Valley Station that due to the current storm, traveling Wrightwood and other local mountain communities is not recommended. In accordance with the state and county public health directives, we strongly encourage everyone to stay at home, help keep our first responders and healthcare professionals safe. And that is put out specifically for Wrightwood.
Okay.
So we will have deputies up there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I've got 3 deputies each day.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's good. Anybody have any questions for the sergeant?
I do. In the February report that you read, I believe you said there were 4 death investigations. I wondered if those were all centered around one person or if it was 4 separate people.
There were 2 death investigations. We actually draw a report number, and the coroner's division actually draws their own report number. I'm looking at that, the call history. So two actual deaths with one report for each agency.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sergeant. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully I'll see you guys in May, and we'll be back to having meetings at the building.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, thank you. Have a good night.
Sorry about all that. Trying to patch everything together here. Okay, HC reports. Let's see. I don't know if... let me look for Susan on here. I don't see Susan Drake. Okay, all right, we'll move on. Okay, so we've got the consent calendar. Did anybody check out the minutes? Jeff?
Yeah, I did. All three of them looked fine.
It looks fine to me.
Okay. Okay, can I have them? Can I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the consent calendar, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Consent calendar is approved. And item 7, the general manager's report.
Some cards are going well on the report that I printed out.
Can't hear.
You got to get right on top of the mic.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Dump cards are going well. On the general manager report that's printed out, it says 3/4 are printed and stuffed. Actually, all of them have been printed and stuffed. They still need to be sealed and postage added. Clean Star Electric is working on getting the permits for the FCE meter. But with the pandemic, he's having issues because nobody is in the county offices. They're all working from home. In addition, I talked to him yesterday, and he estimates that because of the requirements by SCE, that his bid needs to go up by up to $1,000. So I need to know if the board wants to continue with him or go back to Davidson Electric.
And what's the total bid?
I didn't bring it.
Okay.
It was around $4,000.
I'm sorry, Lori, what went up to $1,000? I didn't hear that.
For the new SCE panel in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
SCE is requiring that the panel be upgraded from what it is, and it's going to cost approximately, he's not sure the cost, he's still waiting to get a cost back from his wholesaler, but he said it could be as much as $1,000 more.
And what was the total cost?
$4,000 and change.
So and that's sorry.
Go ahead.
That's a requirement by SCE? They're requiring that?
Yes.
Right. Is there any way to get that? Do you have that in your office or something? Is there? Could you get that from the office? I'd like to deal with whatever the real number is. She's going to get that.
Okay, so what we're looking at is the original was $4,000 and change, and now we're saying it's going to be $5,000 and change?
Yeah, because SCE needs a better box. It's going to be more expensive.
No, I understand now. We're supposed to get $3,000 from the chamber.
Yeah.
Or Lyons or somebody.
That so it's the chamber.
What we voted last month on was we're going to pick up the difference, so now we're looking at $2,000 and change. If I get that correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what I wonder is, I'm not sure if I'm understanding this correctly, but the other company that we had considered, would they have the same increase?
Davidson?
Yeah.
I mean, you could ask Davidson about that, Lori, but, you know, did he quote it with that box?
I don't know. I'd have to find out from Davidson. Clean Star Electric's quote was $3,850.
Okay.
Davidson is $4,800.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So do we want to approve for another up to another $1,000 for the better box on the power panel?
Well, I may point out that this is not really on the agenda for board approval.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Steve, if what we voted on last month was basically, I believe we voted to pick up the balance of what it was going to cost after the $3,000 from the chamber.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that cover the additional $1,000 from what we voted last month?
Yeah,
that was at the regular meeting? 300 minutes.
Yeah, that was at the regular meeting.
Yeah, it was. And I think you're right. I think that's what we said, is just to cover the remainder.
That's what I thought we were going to. But I could be wrong.
I didn't think it was at the last meeting. I thought it was two meetings ago.
Oh, it was a special meeting, right? It was the...
Yeah, the 17th, I think.
No, so, it was
the 12th. Okay, yeah, the second says the board declined this item.
Right, I think it was March 17th when we brought them back.
It was actually the special meeting on the 12th. That's right there, number 3.
The board discussed the repair options, and President Zuber made the motion to go with Clean Star Electric to move the panel to the location by the light pole in the parking lot to protect the panel with bollards, and to change the billing of the panel to CSD. Director Lopiccolo seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. Mm-hmm. So the motion was to go with Clean Star Electric. It doesn't have, the minutes don't reflect a particular price point.
Yeah, it doesn't have that detail, but I think it is in there. Wouldn't the audio, if the audio does have that detail, would we need to discuss it further, Steve?
Well, it depends on what the, I guess what the board could do is go back and approve your minutes and approve that the minutes for your March 12th meeting as to clarify that the district would be picking up the remainder of the cost not covered by was it the chamber?
Yeah, it was the chamber.
If that was the intent of the board when you approved it on the 12th.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that. I remember saying that.
I recall that as well.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be go back and approve the minutes with that amendment to the March 12th meeting. Minutes of the March 12th meeting.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to amend our approval of the minutes with the detail
for March 12th?
For March 12th, that the Wrightwood CSD will pick up the difference between a donation from the Wrightwood Chamber
of $3,000.
Yeah. Whatever it is, whatever the bill is from, what's the name of the company again?
Clean Star Electric.
From Clean Star Electric, whatever their bill is, minus the donation, the Wrightwood CSD will pick up the difference. All right. Is everybody agree on the what's the everybody on the board agree with that?
Yeah.
Leo?
Yes. I think Leo is on mute.
Let me check that.
You can see the visual, but he's on mute.
Yeah.
Why would I do that to Leo?
He's got the red line.
Okay, there he is.
All
right, there he is. You okay with that,
yes, sir?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Man, you do look comfortable.
This is my office chair.
Okay, all right, so can I have a motion with that amendment, please, on the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. All right, Lori, so...
Okay. Okay, we've been noticing a gas leak or gas smell in the kitchen. I had the gas company come out, and they found two issues. The first being, they're both having to do with the fryer. The fryer is actually propane rated, and so...
Hey, well, Wes, we can't hear Lori. I can't hear Lori.
Very tough to hear.
Can we move to the next slide?
Can't hear at all now.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on 1 second, guys. Hang on 1 second.
Is this better?
There you go.
It's better for me.
Yes.
Okay. We were noticing a gas smell in the kitchen, so I had Southern California Gas Company come out. They found that the fryer in the kitchen has two issues. One is it was leaking gas internally, and number two is that it's rated for propane, not gas. They disconnected the fryer, and highly suggest we don't use it or get it repaired.
Do we have a quote on what it would cost to repair or switch it over from propane to gas?
No, I don't. I can get a quote.
I think that's what he's asking. He's asking for you to get a quote on that. Now, okay. I think the two issues are conflated. It's got a leak. Okay, so what would it take to get the leak fixed? But the going from propane to natural gas is just it's just an orifice that you got to change in there.
Yeah,
it's a coupling or something like that.
Right. That part's no big deal.
Right.
That's nothing.
I'd be interested to know who uses the fryer.
I have no idea. When Tammy found out about it, she does not know of anybody who's used the fryer in a year and a half.
I've never seen anybody use it in all the time.
Yeah.
I've been in there. So that could be a consideration when we talk about
it. Well, let's get a quote to get that. I mean, I'm sure it can't be too hard to fix a leak.
Okay, I'll get a quote.
Hey, Wes,
yeah.
Sorry. Dan Campbell will be the best person for that.
Yeah? Is he back in the States?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay.
I've had some time, so I've completed the grant writing class, and I'm ready to start doing some searches for grants that would apply to us if the board lets me know what kind of projects they want me to pursue.
I'd like to see if there's any grants that we could use to upgrade the community center, the parking lot, or the bathrooms, if there's some type of a grant that we could go for those areas. Plus, we have a list, I believe, of capital improvements that we were looking at trying to do down the line. If there's something we could get grants to cover that stuff as opposed to our cash flow, I'd love to see that.
And one more thing would be the ADA improvements.
Yeah.
Right. And also just general park grants like we were working on before. I would still like to see that happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions for the general manager report? Okay.
Not at this time.
Okay. And let's move down to March 2020 financials.
Okay. Now, Lori, we went over some of this stuff in our ad hoc committee for the next year's budget, but I did have some questions on this where I was looking at our page 2 of the financials. We had the Sports League, and on that we had a total revenue of, I believe, $11,181.51 was the total for services.
Okay.
You have services other for $1,600. I don't know where that came from.
Line item 5180.
I was going to say it is for Al for his grant writing.
Oh, okay. So I take that out. So we're looking at about 9,000 is what we brought in. Is that correct for the sports league?
Yes.
Or no, I think that was the expense. 1,600 was there, so it's $6,900 and $2,600.
So, yeah, approximately $9,000.
And the income I look at on the next page.
The income's on page one of three.
The first page was the sports league was...
$95.98,
but you also have donations of $1,200 and miscellaneous refund rebates for $906. What is that?
The donations are from, part of that is the $1,000 that we received for...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
The $1,000 is for the electrical piano. That's what we've received so far from the chamber, and then the $200 was from Steve's company to work with the sports programs, either by equipment or something else like that.
Well, I can understand the Steve donation because that went to the sports league. How does the electrical panel, the $1,000, go into the sports league category?
That's not in the sports league category. It's under $4,500 all by itself that says donations.
Donation activities. Okay, this is on the income side.
Yes.
At $1,148.19. Am I reading this wrong?
$4,401, Lori. That one, I cannot tell you what it is. I did not look at it. I will look at it and get back to you.
Okay. Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but that was one that popped out on me. Another one was number 5140.1, the porta potties. We budgeted $3,000, but we're already through 9 months at $3,589. Was that because we did something different with the different porta potties, or why is that over already?
It's the increase in the porta potties for the snow players. They're not as low. They're not as inexpensive as they were last year.
I'm not sure I understood that. The actual for 9 months is $3,589. The annual budget is $3,000. So did we just miss it on the budget, or what?
Yes. There was a cost increase this year.
Facility maintenance, we've got actuals of $12,499. We budgeted $5,200. Are we that far off on the budget?
This is where the budget from the current year does not match the GL. And so I had to put things in accounts where I'm... for the budget.
Okay. We'll get into that in our ad hoc meetings. That was about it. Those were just certain things on the payroll disbursements and deposits. Last thing, check number 1786 to Inspired Charter School refund. What's that about? $400? $474?
That's a refund on a building rental because they had to cancel a bunch of. They had paid in advance, so they had to cancel a bunch of the building rentals due to the pandemic. So we refunded their money.
Okay, and on the deposit sections, you have donation of $1,000. On 326, is that coming from the chamber or UIA, or where is that coming from?
I want to say it's the realty office.
Okay, so we have another $2,000 approximately coming from the chamber?
We should, yes, but I have not received it.
Okay.
Can you ask them about that?
Sure.
Because there were people there that pledged it when I was there. UIA gave $1,000 and two two other people or three other people were going to come up with the rest of it.
Yeah, the Redwood Inn was talking 500, and there was another 500 one coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones that I believe have paid. I have not received anything from the chamber or from UIA, which I think they were going to pay the chamber, and the chamber was going to pay us.
Right.
Okay. Yes, please stay on top of that. That's the only questions I had at the finance.
I see one here on the financials, and that's about $150,000 that's got moved over.
Yes.
Right, so thank you, Lori.
Okay. Any other, Michelle, anything on that?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, the clay that we agreed to pay half the thing, the $656, does that go under expense for the sports league?
The $656?
No, I wouldn't think so. That's because that was just more of a general.
It was to help repair the sports league. I mean, the Blue League baseball field, which we use for the sports league.
If you look at the bottom of page 2 of 3, you'll see other park and rec expenses, $656.
Okay. Actually, I do have a question for us.
Yeah. Okay.
What number was that?
5180.2D as in dog.
5180.2 softball. Okay. 566 flag football.
All right.
Oh, so I had a question. Those are my questions on the financials.
I had a question on the monthly hours. It looks like the park person went up for the month of March. From 72 in February to 91 in March?
Yes, but that's because we're covering the cost of everybody's shifts. So it looks like he worked 70 or 91 hours basically. Part of that is the COVID-19 hours.
Right.
The prior month he had, he was out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Any other questions on that?
That's good for me.
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. We're moving on to the item 9, the Permanent Appropriations Limit Discussion and Possible Adoption of Resolution Number 2020-2. So this is Steve. This is the final, or as good as we have right now. Then, right?
Right. So following the last board meeting, had a teleconference with President Zuber and Director Lopiccolo with respect to the language of this draft resolution. The committee recommended the $660,612 number that's included in the recitals and in the language of the proposed measure. The committee had recommended keeping the draft language that had been brought to the board earlier. And as well as keeping the remainder of the language that would, as we talked at the last meeting, that would allow myself and the general manager to address any particular issues that may be raised by the registrar of voters once this resolution is presented. So with that, I think the resolution is ready for adoption by the board. And then the general manager and I can proceed with filing it with the registrar and try to get it on the ballot. My recommendation would be also to keep the ad hoc committee in place and to work with the ad hoc committee on the arguments in favor and against, and also with any any contact with the county council's office that may be necessary in drafting the impartial analysis.
Okay. So the question for yes or no on the ballot, we decided to stay the same language.
I think the idea was to keep the same language, but to work on the argument in favor.
In favor of, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, that seemed like the best tack for that. Okay. All right, any questions from anybody on the board on this?
When would we mail? Would we mail it right away?
Yes.
The whole county? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Immediately.
All right.
Leo, you good?
I so move to accept it.
I'm good.
Okay.
I second it.
All right. Let me ask for the motion first. So can I have a motion to accept resolution number 2020-2?
So moved.
Need a second.
Second, Leo.
I'm on Leo now.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the resolution number 2020-2, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Resolution is approved. Thank you, Steve, for all your work on that.
Thank you.
Let me find my agenda again. Okay, item 10 is a public hearing, so we need to open this public hearing and take public comments on this. Is that right, Steve?
That's correct. Staff has noticed this public hearing in the newspaper of general circulation within the district.
Yeah.
Well, at least two weeks prior to this hearing, so open it up, take public comment, close the public hearing, and then the board consider adoption of the two resolutions.
Okay. I'm going to open the public hearing for solid waste management disposal facility fees. And I'll take public comments on that. And again, you can raise your hand if you find that button on the lower right hand corner of your screen. There's a button there that says raise hand. If you hit that, then I can unmute you and you can make a public comment. I'll give it a second just in case people are searching.
And just for clarity, no recommendation, sorry, no increase to the solid waste management disposal fee is being recommended.
Right. Let me see. I don't see anybody raising their hand, but Dusty points out she doesn't have it on hers, so hang on a second. Okay, anybody wishing to make a comment can unmute themselves. I've set that.
There's a participants tab, and that's where it says raise hand on the bottom right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see that tab, Dusty?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there are any public comments on this. I'll give it just a couple minutes. I just want to make sure.
It is. If you click on participants.
Yeah.
It opens up a toolbar on the right-hand side.
Okay, so everyone, at the bottom of the screen, if you click on participants, it opens up a bar in the bottom, and then you would see that button that said raise hand. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody. Yeah, good evening, Wes.
Yeah.
This is Susan Drake. I've been muted this whole time. The public hearing is over. Can I make my report?
Sure. We could do that.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah,
thank you.
No problem. Mm-hmm. I promise I'll get better at this someday. Okay, so since there are no public comments, I see somebody trying to come in, I think. No, maybe not.
That's Susan that wants to...
No, she already made a comment, so...
Susan Drake.
There's a hand raised, Wes. I'm showing a hand raised from a Nancy M.
I see it. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Okay, Nancy, did you have a comment?
I do. Well, there's a lot of variety when it comes to that. Article, that item that you're mentioning about CRNR, and I just wanted to see if I heard correctly that it means that we will not increase the fee on it. I think that's what Steve had mentioned. I wasn't sure if you guys could just clarify before you guys vote on it that it means that we're not going to have an increase in our bill.
No, I believe
that's exactly correct. It's the annual fee that has been levied on the property for the dump cards since even before the district was formed. It was a carryover from the county assessment.
And that's on their tax bill, correct?
That's correct. And it's the exact same amount, no increase at all.
And this is a procedure we have to take annually, correct?
Correct. Exactly. It's just an annual readoption of the same fee.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
No problem.
Okay, now I want to make sure, though, that people don't get this confused with the CRNR bill that they get.
Correct.
Right? Because they couldn't, I think there is an increase for that, but we don't control that. Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Nancy. Okay.
On that bottom line, Wes, under participant or above participants, it says 16. Is that how many people we have on the phone?
Yeah, including all the board members that are remote too.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it does. Okay.
There's an Anne Marie Wes.
Thank you.
From Randy.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Hello.
Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, since there's no change, that all sounds fine to me. I did want to come a little bit on the mechanics of this thing. It really helps to know that it was that participant thing that gave the list. But what is not obvious is you can scroll that list up and down to see everybody.
Right.
So I just wanted to mention that. So that was all. Other than that, sounds fine to me.
Okay. I suspect before too much time goes by, we're all going to be experts with this thing.
Agreed.
Okay. Thanks very much, Randy. All right. Anybody else? What's that? Yeah. No, it's fine. She didn't get a chance to come in.
No, I know. She was just asked to do it after the public hearing. So
right.
Saying if we could just go ahead and vote.
Yeah.
Do it.
Right.
Rather than put a report in the middle of
right.
the hearing.
I understand. Okay, so Steve, just to be clear, do I close a public hearing first and then vote on this?
Close the public hearing, yes, and then go to item number.
Right, okay. All right. I'm going to close the public hearing on the solid waste management disposal facility fees. And item 11, solid waste management disposal facility fees discussion, possible adoption of resolution. That's what we're talking about. And then
yes, there are two resolutions there. One is the San Bernardino County one. The other is the L.A. County one.
Can we
I think President Zuber is very well familiar with these resolutions and trying to get them through to the county to get on the tax rolls. It's a critical process, and fortunately for the district, you have a president who is an expert at this technical stuff.
And, well, thank you.
Yeah, so
sure.
This is obviously probably the biggest decision the board makes every year, but there are no change to the amount that is recommended to be levied on the tax roll.
Steve, do we need separate motions?
2002 yes. Is San Bernardino, and 2020-4-3 is San Bernardino-4 is LA.
Right.
It's basically the same language other than LA and San Bernardino.
Yes.
Well, the language in the two resolutions are different in the sense that the San Bernardino County resolution was a pass through of what was done by the county. And I remember there was no prior fee. And so the district from the beginning had to create that fee and went through LAFCO and all of that. So the language and the recitals of both of the resolutions are pretty significantly different, and it's pretty complicated. But the end result is to create the same fee throughout the district, and that's what these two resolutions do.
Yeah, I believe the LA one was, we had a meeting at the firehouse, didn't we?
Correct.
Separate one on that in the beginning? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was some trickiness, of course, in getting it done, but the board was able to get it done, and ever since, it's been the same amount. If the board were ever to increase it, the board would have to undertake a significant Prop 218 process in order to do that. And I think that there has, and which would involve, you know, voter approval and that kind of thing. So it's just a matter of passing through this and readopting the same amount that you adopted every year of your existence.
Okay.
I'll make a motion if you're ready to.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2020-3?
I think you can do 4-4 too if you want.
Okay, all right, I was wrong about that. Michelle asked me, and I was
wrong.
Thanks for showing me.
Yeah. Do them separately.
Yeah.
Do that too.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So I'll move that we approve two resolutions, number 2020-3 and 2020-4. For solid waste management disposal facility fees.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of adopting the resolutions 2020-3 and 2020-4, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Resolutions are approved. Thank you, Steve, for all your work on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item 12, budget preparation update. So ad hoc committee was Chuck and I, and with Lori's help, we got on a conference call and discussed this, and we got part way through it, but we're not all the way through it. We're going to keep hitting it every Monday until we knock it down, and we're just going line by line, just motoring through it, trying to get a handle on it, and we'll bring it to the board when we're done. That's our update.
Thank you
for your work. Wes?
Yeah.
Susan had popped on and said she wanted to give her report. Should we do that now, or should we have her wait?
No, we can do that now. Let me find her. Let me find her. This isn't going to bother you too much, right, Steve?
No, it's
okay.
Excellent. I apologize that I forgot about that.
Let me find her.
Is she there?
I think she's the 760-810-0505.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I know,
I'm sorry. Sorry, Susan.
That's okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Sorry. I've been on many of these call meetings this week, and they're all this way. I just wanted to let everyone know that both our offices in San Bernardino and Victorville remain open with all our staff available. And there is a county compliance and information number about all the COVID regulations.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone needs that, that number is 909-387-3911. And they can answer questions about businesses being able to open or close and all the other personal regulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a quick question on the I'm being asked by somebody about the requirement for masks. Now, is that a suggestion or is that a requirement? And
today it was changed to a requirement.
Okay. So what happens if you don't have a mask on?
Well, I would suggest that you start reaching out to other people I know in your community. There's a number of people that are making them,
mm-hmm.
or a bandana, or a makeshift mask made out of an old T-shirt, or whatever. As long as it covers your nose and mouth,
mm-hmm.
it's adequate.
Okay. And is there a fine or anything? Or what happens if you don't have one on?
There is an opportunity for you to be cited. However, I do believe our sheriff would agree that would be low priority, but they may remind you.
Yeah, okay.
But it's for everybody's protection, so I would urge people, if at all possible, to cover your nose and mouth when you're in public.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dan, just two other quick things. Today, the Board of Supervisors voted to set aside the FP5 fire fee, and they are putting it on the ballot for voter approval in November.
Very interesting. Okay.
Yes. And lastly, the great news is funding was acquired to improve Phelan Road from Highway 138 to the area right before 395, where it's already four lanes. Engineering reports are being done currently, and there probably will be an upcoming opportunity for residents to give feedback on those improvements, including widening. So I'll make sure you all know about that if you have any feedback or ideas about widening and making Phelan Road safer for everyone.
Okay.
Susan, have you heard anything about the redoing the roads up in Wrightwood in June time period?
I have not, but I'll check on it for next month.
Okay, that's one of their guys in the truck was telling me we were set for June time period to redo some of the streets in Wrightwood.
Okay, I'll check on that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And Susan, this is Leo. What's the status on the bridge on Thrush or Lone Pine Canyon?
I'll check on that too.
Okay, because I know they've took a lot of trees down, and they're getting some
mm-hmm.
preparation done. But I was just wondering, because I live pretty close to the construction area. I just wanted to see when that's going to start.
Okay. I'll check on that. And if I hear right away, I'll let you know and then report on it next month.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Okay, item 13, community building roof.
I've been in contact with the insurance carrier regarding the roof damage. They have inspected the roof and stated that the damage to the roof is wear and tear, and they will not cover repairs. I do have two quotes to repair the roof. First one is Roofing It for $7,380, and the second one is Oak Hills Roofing for $8,322.
Where's Roofing It out of?
Phelan. And the warranty on the roof is better with Roofing It. It has 5-year labor and 50-year shingle, and Oak Hills is only 5 years
for labor and shingles.
Yes.
And Oak Hills does more.
Do you see any compelling reason that we would consider Oak Hills over Roofing It then? It seems like everything lines up for Roofing It.
You know what? I had Oak Hills do the roof for the shed, and they did a great job, but all in all, I got a recommendation for Roofing It too. So,
and have you talked to Oak Hills and asked them and said, hey, I got this other quote for this. Is it what? Why would that be? Or have you talked to them about that?
No, I have not.
Is that, I don't want to get in a situation like with the power panel where it's something that we're not seeing. You know, I'd really like to hear from the experts on that, if possible. If you could say, well, hey, that guy's giving you a great price, go with it. Or if it's, hey, he's not using that kind of compound, he's not doing this, we're doing this, we're doing that.
Okay.
I really believe in putting it all out on the table for whoever's putting in the bid so you can learn what we're doing.
Okay.
So could you do that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
It's just the longer we wait on the roof, the more chance we have of a leak.
Yeah, but I mean, they probably can't do it exactly right now anyway.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, did you see the estimates?
No.
Turn the page. I mean, are they're itemized. There's a good deal of detail on here. This is not my area of expertise, but they're both talking about the layer of felt.
Yeah, but they're the experts, and I want to hear from them. You know, if they see the other guy's quote, like why is this guy offering so much bigger labor? That can you match that? Can you?
Would it be possible for us this evening to task Lori with doing that? But if she finds out that indeed one company that Roofing It really just has the better price, that then we could proceed with it and not have to wait until May.
Yeah, we could
discuss it again. That's what I'd like, because I agree it would be great to have that info. And if you find out something that changes things or puts it all in a different light, then let's put it back on the agenda for May.
Okay.
If all things really are equal except for the price, then I'd like to be able to prove it such that we can get it moving.
Okay.
Well, how about this? How about if we have a motion to approve it up to whatever the price is of the other one, in case there's a compelling reason to go with the other.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right, and then if it's Roofing It, then we'll go with Roofing It.
So we approve it for the Oak Hills amount, but
I mean, I just know that Oak Hills has a really great reputation.
Right,
right,
and they already did good work for us.
And they do really good work. I've heard from other people they do really good work. And I don't know.
So,
yeah,
we want to approve it for the higher amount.
Yeah.
Ask Lori to investigate a bit more. And
yeah, really, really vet it out and make sure that that's, because I don't mind paying a higher price if we're going to get something for it.
Yeah.
But we're actually, it's the opposite. It sounds like there's a 50-year warranty on these shingles from Roofing It, and
well,
there's a 5-year.
That's where things get deceiving. That's
right.
Exactly.
Right, but as it appears now.
Yeah, as it appears now with people that don't know anything about roofs. Yes.
I'd say Roofing It was recommended to me by one of the residents, and they said they did an excellent job. So,
okay.
So.
Okay, so how much is the Oak Hills one?
$8,322.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve repairing the roof for up to $8,300?
So moved.
Is it repairing the roof or replacing the roof?
It's repairing. They're actually putting it over the existing roof.
So they're going to repair or replace the whole roof or just that back portion?
No. They're just going to lay it over. They're just going to lay it over the existing roof.
And it is just the back portion.
It's just the back portion.
The back of the house. Sorry. Okay.
Right. And is that what they thought? Was that their? Is this a patch job, or is it really going to last another 10 years?
The guy from roofing it, I talked to him for quite a while before he left, and he said it's not a patch job. It's just relaying a roof over the shingles that we've got, and it will give us at least 10 to 20 years on that.
And the rest of the roof looks okay.
That's what he said.
We don't need to do it for the rest of the room. Just want to make sure.
Correct.
Okay.
And Oak Hills concurred with that?
I didn't talk to Oak Hills in as depth as I did the guy from roofing it. He was here and he left really, really quick, so I didn't have a chance.
Well, we'll leave that up to you, but if you could dig into that, make
no
sure.
Problem.
Because we don't want a patch job.
Correct.
Okay. Right, Leo?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We haven't.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve up to $8,300 for roof repair?
I'll move. Well, hold on. It's $8,322.
That one. Can I have a motion for that, Leo?
I didn't hear her.
Okay, let me do it again. Can I have a motion to approve up to $8,322 for the roof repair?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. It's approved. Okay, item 14, Veterans Park Project, discussion of possible action.
That needs to be tabled to the May meeting, as I did not receive the backup and the communication from the veterans community.
Okay, let's move on. Item 15, ratification of community building use protocols, discussion of possible action. This is a response. This is the cleaning protocols for the farmers market?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the separate one, there should be a separate three-page document.
Okay.
That was either emailed out.
We're talking.
There's a separate document, a three-page document with the protocols, Jeff.
Yeah, I got that. I printed it out. That was on an email that was sent.
Okay.
But this three-page thing looks like it was strictly for outside. Having the farmer's market outside. Now, if today was a Friday and they couldn't do it outside and they wanted to move it inside the building, where are we on that?
Well, we had already established our protocol requirements for the building last time, I thought, and then...
Yeah, for Tricor, you did, but I never heard Farmers Market have something protocol-wise for a number of people building.
I think Lori did.
We talked about no more than 10 at any time, including the vendors, if they were to do it inside the building.
Right, we talked about that.
I never heard.
And we talked about gloves and face covering, and then a few days before they actually, or a couple days later, between our meeting and the market, they decided to just take the whole thing outside, and so they haven't needed that protocol.
No, I understand that they're doing it outside, and they're planning on doing it again outside, but my point being is if the weather prohibits them from doing it outside, and then they wanted to come inside to do it, what is the protocols for holding it inside the building? Do we have any protocols at all, or do we even care? Because the only thing I remember is we voted to close the community center until, I think it was, what, April 8th? And the Tri-Co-op was a 4-0 vote to hold it inside under the regulations that Michelle came up with, and the farmer's market was basically a 3-1
but they were to get the regulations to us for the inside, and then they changed it to, we'll just hold it always outside.
Yeah.
And the last two they've done outside. That's how I remember it.
No, that's accurate.
And all I'm asking for, and I'm not even asking for it, I'm just putting a question out. This three-page is very detailed, very good. They're asking us to put our name on it and send it to the regulatory or the agriculture or something along those lines. But if they don't, if something happens where they had to move it inside,
yeah.
At the CSC, we don't have any.
Okay. Well, we can do that. Okay.
Do we even want that?
Yeah, we do. I think so. We could do that. Teresa, I see you here. I'll get you here right at the.
So I want to clarify, or Laura, do you want to clarify?
You can clarify.
I want to clarify that there's two different things that you have been emailed, Chuck. One was the procedures that we're discussing now. That has to do with the coronavirus and everything happening currently. The other email, or the other letter, which had originally been authored by Al, has nothing to do with this. It is simply verification from our rental facility or organization that indeed the market rents this facility and holds the market here. There's nothing about us granting permission or anything of the sort. It's kind of like taking a document to school to have the teacher sign that, yes, you really were in class today. But there's nothing...
They had to move it inside, and we find out that they've got 20 vendors inside and all the people inside. We're going to cancel that contract for them to come in and use it if they don't follow, you know, normal regulations under the COVID-19, aren't we?
I do not believe that is in conflict with the letter that simply confirms that this is a rental facility for the farmers market. One has to do with their certification, and it's just, in my mind, it's a very simple black and white, yes, they rent the building. If that were to change and you wanted to reach out to the county or the powers to be about that, then I think that's a separate issue. But the letter that Ron asked for, that Al had done previously, it's not about us giving permission. It's just about the fact that, yes, we rent the facility to them.
Okay, but
the other issue about is a separate issue. I agree with that. It would be great to ask Ron and Therese or whoever's working on this with Ron to come back with some specifics for indoor use should weather require the market to get canceled. But
I think that's up to us. Wouldn't we establish a protocol?
Well, we did last time.
No, we didn't. We didn't. We said, we need you to come up with something, and they said, we're going to move it outside. And so we never did get anything. You came up with a whole nicely thought out set of protocols.
Laura, do you have a copy of my procedures?
No, not with me.
Okay.
Natalie, did you want to say something?
That's what I was just going to say, is that I thought I remembered that the discussion was that they, if they wanted to have it inside with the 10 people, like Chuck said, that they were going to come up with like some guidelines in writing as to how it was going to be handled inside the building. That's all I was going to say. I thought that was somewhat of a commitment that they were going to provide that so that we knew what type of procedures they'd be taking in the building.
Yeah.
And Michelle, I understand what you're saying about the letter from Al, that we're renting the building, which is true. But we're also saying as a CSB that we have this agreement, and we also told him during the meeting that maximum was 10. That included the vendors and the public coming in at any given time. Ron decided to move it outside. Great. I don't have a problem saying, yeah, we have a rental agreement, but I want to cover us, and maybe Steve can jump in on this. I want to cover us that if he moves it inside and he doesn't follow the one thing that we asked for, which was maximum 10, and I don't believe we've ever seen anything in writing from the farmer's market. The only thing I've seen in writing for procedures, whatever, is from the Tri-Co-op, which you put down, and you had it do it a couple days after the meeting, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
So, yeah, can we send a letter to Al?
Yeah.
I just want to cover us if something happens to where we got to cancel that contract. And,
Chuck,
you know, throw it out at me.
Chuck, the letter is a separate issue.
Chuck, I absolutely agree. That's my recollection of what happened at that meeting. The meeting was agendized to shut down any activity, any outside activity with respect to use district facilities. The board granted a limited exemption for farmers market and for the co-op on those conditions. I have not seen anything in the agenda materials from farmers market. So I don't know, you know, I think they should be put on notice. Personally, I think they should be put on notice that they need to provide that information. And I believe that they were advised that this was going to be brought back to the board, and that there was an expectation that there'd be something in writing. The Tri-Co-op provided that. And as far as I know, we haven't received anything from Farmers Market.
No, we have.
No, in the three-page one that I just got, you know, an email from Lori on, was, yeah, that was excellent. It's detailed, it goes through, but it's strictly for outside.
Oh,
I haven't seen that.
I don't know what that is. And frankly, if it wasn't provided to the public, it should not just be provided to the board. If it's agenda materials, it should go to everybody. That it should go public as well as to the board. And I haven't seen that, so I don't know what that means.
And this is just my issue of trying to protect us if, in fact, something came in where they started using the inside because of weather or for whatever reason, and they didn't follow through with just the one thing we asked them, which was maximum.
Okay, okay, let's
so start. I might point out that this is a really evolving situation. I mean, we're seeing it today. Susan Drake commented about a new order that came down about wearing masks. This is an unprecedented situation that we're dealing with. With the constantly evolving, you know, rules that are taking place, and there has to be some appreciation of that from the farmers market, and it just didn't seem like that there was that willingness to work with the district on this.
I do have Teresa Johnson here, so let me get her on, okay? Okay.
Hi. I have the answers for your current discussion, and one is that it was decided that if the farmers market suffers inclement weather on a Friday, it will just simply be canceled. We will not be using the building at all because it's just too difficult to have 10 people inside when you're counting the vendors. So it was really an impossibility. It's off the table. Now, as far as a list of procedures, I thought Ron had emailed these to you, but I do have a file that I could email to someone right now if you'll be, or I could read it out to you. It's not that long. But it's a list of, let's see how many things. 16 plans for how to handle this. And
well,
the first, starting with the market, will be held outdoors only during this time and when weather permits.
Yeah, that's
market booths,
yeah,
will be safe spaced a minimum of 10 feet apart to allow better social distancing.
Okay.
Someone did get this list?
Yes, we have it.
Sent to Lori with two attachments. The first attachment was the letter that Al sent saying that we had a contract with Farmers Market. Second one was these procedures, but it was simply sent as an attachment. It was sent from Ron to Lori. Lori forwarded it to the board with those two attachments yesterday.
Okay. Well, the very first item on that list is that the building won't be used. If inclement weather occurs, it will just simply be closed.
Well, it doesn't say closed, Teresa. That's maybe what confused me.
When weather permits.
Market will be held outdoors.
When
is fine. when the weather permits.
Yes.
So, you know,
well, I'm here to clarify, so to set your mind at ease, that the building would not be used. Well, because we're very concerned as well. In fact, last week at the market, all of the vendors, no one was allowed to touch anything on their tables. The vendors are picking up the items and bagging them and then handing the bag over. Lots of people were wearing masks. I did have a question on that, but I didn't want to interrupt at the time. When she was saying that masks are mandatory now, is that for the public at large, or is that for anyone that's working, any business person?
I think it's anyone in public.
Yes, it is. The entire county.
I got the order right here. It says, all persons, including essential workers, shall wear face coverings such as scarves, bandanas, neck gaiters, or other fabric face coverings when they leave their homes or places of residence for essential activity. So another.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you, all right. Now, I can make sure that Ron sends out an email to all people on his list and also post online on Facebook that we will be requiring people to have masks in order to be commingling in the market. That was news to me. Last I heard, it was still optional, and that our president wasn't going to wear one. So, anyway.
It just happened today.
That makes sense, because it actually isn't effective yet. Becomes effective midnight today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can pass that information on to him and have him take the proper actions to have people forewarned. And I don't know how it would really help for me to pass bandanas to people, but I did buy a supply of bandanas. However, that would be considered contaminated by my hands handing it to them, so I'm not sure how to do that other than to just tell them that they must go home and come back with a mask or a scarf or something.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions?
Well, the masks and those things are, from what I understand, are about keeping, you know, anything that you cough or sneeze or that kind of thing. It's about keeping the particles contained so they don't get into the air like that. So I would think that, you know, what I've done is had some face masks made for the co-op, and what I will do now, because of this new ruling, is have them available for people, and it'll be up to them. Potentially what you could do is have some sort of lining that had been previously sealed, or, you know, whether it, I don't know what it would be, I'm making this up off the top of my head, sorry, Teresa, but something that would be sterile, that could be, that people could put against their mouths, or a disposable mask that had not been handled or something of the sort that people could either, that you guys either give away or they can purchase for a dollar or something like that if they don't have something of their own.
Yeah, then, I don't know if he's able to get a hold of any masks. Perhaps he does have some. If so, mm-hmm. I'll ask him to bring a supply. Otherwise, I will get together with him tomorrow rectify that.
Sounds like a sales opportunity to me.
Yeah, I think you've got somebody, is Jenny back, or somebody's making them. Right. Perhaps they could be at the entrance selling them.
Right.
I could. That's quite true. So would we have permission then to add the mask? It had been a suggestion in the list to perhaps have a booth that could sell masks for people.
Well, that's
and then I can put a call out to try and find a vendor to do that.
I would say that's called under essential services right now.
You know, I mean, you're renting the property. We rent it to you.
Okay. I'm just trying to. I just want to keep people happy.
Okay.
That would be hard to do.
What would be hard to do?
Keep me
out. I see. All right. Then we'll take you as you are.
Okay. Yeah,
I did have one other concern for the next item down when you were talking about restriping the parking lot.
Okay, we're not. I'm sorry. We're not on that item yet.
So.
Okay. I was just going to ask if scheduling could be so that the market didn't need to close, that's all.
Okay. So, okay. Well,
sorry. Yeah, I snuck it right in there, didn't I? Sorry.
Well, Lori will consider that. I mean, we'll consider it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
I believe that's it, unless you have any other questions for me.
Thank you for the specifics.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay,
then we have ratification of building use protocols. Where do we want to go on that? I think we should, you know, whether they're going to use the building or not.
Well, this is for anybody using the building,
yeah,
except for we've closed the building.
Well, but there's an exception that could be made. For the two, Michelle's group, the Tri-Co-op, has already gotten a...
Yeah, she's got that handled, but that's the only people using the building.
Right. Okay, so we say, according to your list of protocols, Farmer's Market, you can't use the inside of the building, period.
Right. That's what they're saying, yeah. They're saying they will not use the inside of the building.
Okay.
That they will simply call off the farmer's market if it's weather is too bad.
As long as we're covered as the CSB.
I think that covers it. Yeah. All right. There's really no action on that.
Okay.
Parking lot striping. Discussion of possible action.
Okay, during the March 3rd meeting, I was asked to get more quotes on the parking lot, and I have the following quotes. Professional pavement includes resaling entire lot and restriping it for $7,815.
That's for sealing it? That's for sealing it too?
Yes.
Okay.
Resealing and restriping.
Okay.
Just restriping is $1,400.
Okay.
RVP paving only gave me a quote for just restriping. That was $1,825.
Mm-hmm.
James Gang gave me the same restriping quote for $1,900. Robert Nagoyan gave me a couple different quotes, but basically sealing and striping the community building only is $9,621.
Now, is that repairing the handicapped posts and signs and that type of thing? When you say restriping the parking lot, does that include the...
Yes.
The blue parking spaces for handicapped?
Yes.
The 9,000.
The 9,000.
But the quotes that just say restriping, they actually include the wheel blocks and painting for the handicap.
So all the quotes include that?
Yes.
Okay. So all the restriping quotes include the putting the wheel blocks in there and the sign and everything that has to do with that handicap spot?
Yes.
Okay.
The handicap spot in the middle of the parking lot?
Yes.
And I just... Sorry, Natalie.
Go ahead, Natalie.
Okay. I was going to ask, does the CSD have a striper thing themselves? Because I thought I remembered that Al would stripe the parking lot himself.
No.
At some point.
Did he?
No.
I don't remember that.
I thought that he had painted the handicap stripes a couple of times in the past.
I think he had somebody do that.
Okay. Yeah. They were painted in the past with it in the shed that we could stripe with?
No, not that I know of.
How about the white chalk?
not the baseball striper, but I had thought that Al had drawn lines for us at some point.
I thought that was at the ramp, the handicap area.
Yes.
And the loading area. He did that. I don't know if he personally did it or got somebody.
Okay.
Okay.
I do know somebody did restripe the handicap ones in the middle of the parking lot, and the paint faded rather quickly because that wasn't what the paint was supposed to be used for.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question, Lori. On the professional pavement, that $7,815 for resealing the entire lot, does that include the restriping, or the restriping is in addition?
No, it includes the restriping.
Okay, so the $7,800 would include the $1,400,
correct?
Right? And then, so that compares to Robert's estimate or quote at the bottom, which was $9,600.
Correct.
So there's an $1,800 difference in those two.
Yes.
Any under or
well, is he including seal and stripe for the Veterans Park and the skate park area or something?
No, on that third quote, it's only the community building.
Okay.
So, any understanding of why there's a $1,800 difference between these?
No.
Just the striping alone?
Well, it looks like it's $1,400 on one side and $1,900, anywhere from $1,400 to $1,900 for striping that.
And what if we just did the handicap areas that need to be done? Because if we do get some additional money, or if our bathrooms die on it, we're going to end up ripping up that whole parking lot hopefully soon.
I would
go to the cheaper way about it. Striping it.
Okay.
Chuck, my understanding of the grant process is up to $50,000 can take anywhere from 6 months to a year. So I wouldn't count on that happening very soon.
Right, but if in fact we lose the bathrooms, say, or the egress lines or whatever that are out in the park underneath the parking lot.
The
leech lines. If that, you know, if we get in a position where we've got to fix it, it's going to come out of our reserves, even if we don't have a grant, because we couldn't allow that to last for any length of time, could we?
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea of sealing the parking lot is it looks a heck of a lot better, and you can, you know, the parking lot lasts a little bit longer before you have to do anything. I mean, it's really, and if you put paint down, if you put those stripes down on that parking lot right now the way it is, it probably won't last that long. It's pretty ripped up. In my opinion, it needs to be sealed. I mean, Leo, chime in on this. You've got a parking lot at your place.
I agree, but there's quite a few areas in that parking lot that also needs to be repaired.
Yeah, yeah. So you think
we just can't put a Band-Aid over it and then say let's call it a quits.
I agree, and we're also looking right now at quite a bit of money for our roofing repairs.
You got to talk right in that mic.
Can't hear
you. Yeah.
I said I agree with that. We're also getting ready to spend a good amount of money on roofing repairs. So I would like that seems more critical at the moment in terms of preserving, you know, our property and that kind of thing. And
okay, well let's go for the. Do you guys want to restripe the thing with professional pavement then? I mean, $1,400 seems like a lot, but I don't know. She's got a lot of quotes here, and they're all around that, so it's got to be accurate.
So are we talking the restriping of the handicap spots and the rest of the parking lot, the restriping?
No.
Not repairing, not sealing. But
no.
Just,
no. Just the handicap spots.
Just the handicap.
Okay.
Just those two handicap spots, $1,400?
No, it also includes the handicap spot and the loading zone.
The ramp?
Yeah, the one on the ramp, too.
On the left side?
Yeah, the one on the ramp, too. And in the parking lot, right?
It includes four handicap spots and one loading zone.
Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I think it's a lot. I don't know why it's so much.
The fourth one is at the skate park.
I don't understand why it's so much. I don't get
it. That's why I wanted to know if we had our own striper in the shed. I just thought, if Al's done it before.
It's making me want to get one.
I don't think
like,
that
okay.
was
in it. But do we know for sure it's not in the shed?
I do not believe
that. I mean, to say $1,400,
somebody.
Sounds like a lot for four handicapped spots.
I'm pretty certain Al hired someone.
I have no idea.
I am pretty certain.
I am just.
I was here when it was being painted.
Because last time I had my parking lot restocked, it was half that price.
Yeah, it sounds.
Who did you use, Leo?
I can't remember. This is part of my office.
Well, let's get a quote from them too. Who knows?
Yeah. But four spots, jeez.
But you can see this. Can you see the stripes there right now? You just have to go over them, or are they completely gone?
They're pretty.
See the stripes now, and we have the striper. It should be kind of simple.
No. You can see them. They're just faded.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see them.
Natalie, Al hired somebody to do that.
Oh, he did? Okay. Do we have record of that?
I have no idea who it was, but I remember.
Did we spend 14 on that last time?
I don't have any details.
Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds like too much money. There's got to be a better way. I can ask John about it. I can ask a couple of construction guys about it. I just don't trust this. Like, why is it so much?
All right, well, let's get more quotes.
Maybe it's maybe.
I had trouble getting these quotes. I'm having trouble getting people to come up here to do these type of quotes.
Right.
Well, let's see if we can find out who Leo used, get another quote, or Wes, if you've got one, and then table this discussion for May.
Oh, Leo looks like he could do it. Okay. All right. Let's table this for now. Can somebody take the risk? You know what? I'll talk to John. And Leo, if you got any suggestions.
Yeah, I'll get my Rolodex.
So. Yeah, I'd be happy to hear that. I'll take the lead on that, because that is bugging me. That is way too much money. Okay.
Thank you.
I have info for Al.
Sorry?
No.
I'll just reach out to Al.
Tammy does.
If you've got it, just not let me know, and I'll find it.
Future board meetings. All right, future board meeting, May 5th, 2020. Anybody have any problem with that? And are we going to try to do that one completely remote, or do we want to do the same sort of thing again? Nobody showed up here tonight physically.
I would probably plan on doing the same thing.
But we could do it completely remote.
That's true.
So I would suggest we do that, because that would be a lot easier than trying to go through the PA and all this other stuff.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Steve, you okay with that?
I'm absolutely cool. Good with that.
Are you close to home?
I'm in my office, so it's...
Nice!
Wes, I got to say, man, this is a really good setup that you put together.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, and Dusty really helped us. Really helped us. What's that? Oh, I got a hand. I got a hand here from Randy. Let's hear from Randy real quick, okay?
I want to say it worked great, what you had set up, except that we couldn't hear Lori hardly at all. We couldn't hear Michelle. Everybody else that was on, like Natalie and Chuck and everything, was great.
Yeah, I think we could just do the whole thing remote and then it would be fine, yeah.
Yeah, I think that point supports doing it entirely remote.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We couldn't hear Officer Vicari at all, but we could hear Susan very well.
Well, and Vicari, I had his mic wasn't working, so I had him call my cell phone. And then I put the Mickey Mouse my cell phone next to the mic and all that stuff. So, well, I'll talk to him tomorrow and make sure he gets going. Okay.
Wes, I have a question.
Nice job, everybody.
The building closure ends tonight. Do we need to do something about that?
Oh, the building closure ends tonight. Really?
Yes. We only voted through this meeting. Steve, how do we handle that?
It's not on the agenda. I mean...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear Lori's
point. It's that the building closure only goes till tonight. But you could just be, based on our last meeting, we said, hey, we're going to close the building until the next meeting. Is that what we said?
Yes.
I thought we said August 8th. April 8th.
Which is tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow, right. Yeah, can't it just be a policy thing that your general manager can just say, look, the building's still closed?
I think I'm looking at the minutes and it does say, I think this is something that unless the board has any heartache over, I think the general manager can continue the existing policy until vote.
Okay.
Otherwise, directly by the board.
Right. I don't think that's out of the ordinary or anything. Yeah. I think that's right. Okay.
I just wanted clarification.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Okay. Item 18, director's comments. Anybody else with comments?
Yes, I would like to thank Wes, his text that showed up, Joe, who was surprised that I actually got on the computer.
Yeah.
And Wes told him to look out for him.
Yeah.
I would like to thank their effort, how he helps this community in a lot of ways, but specifically the CSD. And I'd also like to thank Dusty. I mean, she has been a gem. She's helped us out when we've needed it.
She hates us, by the way.
And it is very much appreciated.
Yes.
Comment to Joe, Wes.
Yes. All right.
So I'll
right.
make a comment, but should I use your mic?
Yeah, no, thank
no,
you.
No, you don't hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to thank all of you for your time. Steve, thanks for your attention to details around all of this. And then Natalie and Wes for your work on subcommittee?
Ad hoc.
Thank you. And then Chuck and Wes for your work on the ad hoc as well. That's it.
All right. Thank you. All right.
What changed, Michelle? You were so clear.
She used my mic.
Okay.
I wanted to make a comment or just share with some of the people who are listening right now, but Jensen's and a local charity are teaming up to offer grocery delivery to community members who are 65 and over. So I just want to announce that right now because it's, seeming pretty serious out there, and so if anyone has a family member or a friend who could benefit from that, I just wanted to share that they are doing grocery delivery.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you guys would just allow, Nancy's got her hand up. Let me just do this really quick, okay? Because it's cumbersome, and I probably didn't notice it before. I just lost her. Hang on a second here.
Okay, thank you so much for unmuting me one more time. I just, because we're doing this virtually and we can't be present sometimes to me, is it possible to just suggest that when the agenda gets sent out, can it be more detailed? I feel like it's so generic. I know, Chuck, thank you for addressing some of the things that say like donation or a quote. Can they be a little bit more detailed to show what that price is covering? Just so residents like myself can know what's behind that number, that amount that we're spending.
Well, did you look at the packet that came with it? I mean, it's not just the agenda,
yes,
there's a whole
huge package.
Package.
Yeah, I saw that, but some of the items that are like deducted, like payroll, and like in the, it just is generic. It doesn't say anything specific, and I know Chuck asked questions about it, but I mean, kind of like the parking lot thing. You know, it's kind of like that's a big amount for the parking lot. What kind of materials are they using? What kind of paint are they using? It's just a little bit more detailed. I think it's
we don't know that always necessarily, okay? So that's why the board has to beat that up and like, why does this cost so much? So
okay.
I don't know. Some of that's natural, but thank you for the comments.
Nancy, are you talking about the financials also?
Yes. Sometimes the financials seem so generic and they're not specific, and I mean, if we're looking at the numbers, science, I mean, I'm from the background of recreation, so I'd love to eventually see our community go back into that recreation field. And I know right now there's a lot of mandatory repairs that need to be done, which is, you know, totally fine. But when I look at the numbers, I just think that it would be great to see a little bit more information behind the numbers that are being, the money that's going out.
Okay.
Well, we're working on our budget for 2021. Myself, Wes, and Lori, and we're, you know, we're going line item by line item, and that's certainly been one of our discussions in the ad hoc committee. And hopefully, you know, when we finally finish this thing, it'll be a little bit more clear as far as the dollars.
Well, I think also to that point, especially if you're going to handle your meetings remotely, I think it's really important that if there's any information that is distributed to the board after the agenda is posted, that needs to get up on the website and made available to everyone as part of the board's consideration.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. With all that, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.